This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The Kremlin was guarded about future dialogue with Washington Thursday, a day after the first face-to-face meeting between Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. counterpart Joe Biden. The two leaders met in Geneva Wednesday to ease soaring tensions between Moscow and Washington, with relations at their lowest since the end of the Cold War. Putin said in televised remarks Russia was ready to continue the talks, provided Washington was also willing to do so. The Russian leader said the meeting was, quote, quite friendly, end quote, and that he and Biden, quote, were able to understand each other on key issues, end quote. Mr. Biden said the next several months would serve as a test of whether relations between the two countries can improve. President Biden is set to sign into law Thursday the creation of a new federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery in the United States. Juneteenth National Independence Day will be observed each year on June 19th. Juneteenth commemorates when the last enslaved African Americans learned that they were free. Confederate soldiers surrendered in April 1865, but word didn't reach the last enslaved black people until June 19th, when Union soldiers brought the news of freedom to Galveston, Texas, 2.5 years after President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. Britain Thursday said it had agreed on a truce with the United States over a 17-year-long tariffs dispute involving European plane maker Airbus and U.S. rival Boeing. It comes in the wake of a similar deal between the European Union and U.S. announced Tuesday. The dispute has seen damaging retaliatory tariffs levied on products on both sides of the Atlantic, owing to disagreements over support for large civilian aircraft.